from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
How do you feel about what ex-NFL QB Sean King told the Midday Show yesterday about Caleb Williams that was less than enthusiastic?
I think he struggles. He struggles really, really badly with that first concept that I'm looking to see, but he excels at the elite trait part. Caleb seems to still be struggling throwing the ball on time in rhythm. And his spectacular plays are because of his spectacular talent.
Your reaction to what you heard there from Sean King?
Well, I think you have to respect Sean King because of his past as an NFL quarterback, and you give him the benefit of the doubt because everybody's going to come into this with their own perspectives and backgrounds that frame their opinions. Your experiences frame your opinions. So I think that we can't just dismiss it. That said, I don't know anybody else that I've heard that has used this language this strongly to say that Caleb Williams has struggled really, really badly. I haven't seen it. I didn't play quarterback in the NFL. Not going to pretend to be somebody as experienced as Sean King, but I haven't seen anything that Caleb Williams has done that would qualify as struggling really, really badly. I think he has been really, really good. And at times, really, really exciting and explosive. What you see, to me, objectively, trying not to be the guy that was on Caleb Williams a year ago at this time, objectively, what you have seen from Caleb Williams is a preseason full of positives that outweigh the negatives. What you have seen is enough evidence to suggest that he is a capable, competent rookie starting quarterback. What you have seen is a guy that is in command of his faculties and has a poise and a presence that suggests that he's going to be a pocket passer you trust, who will be able to throw in time on time, and isn't going to make those mistakes once the games start to matter. And he's throwing to receivers who are a future Hall of Famer, a Pro Bowl caliber, and an explosive rookie. Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, and Roma Dunze are going to make Caleb Williams' ascent quicker, his transition faster, and I think the overall product more polished. I don't agree with Sean King. That doesn't mean I disqualify his opinion or dismiss it at all, but I don't see what he's seeing.
Well, I think it gives you pause. I think it makes you tap the brakes a little bit. His preseason game at home against the Bengals was against the Bengals' second and third string people. I didn't get a chance to. I had like really busy day yesterday. A lot of running around. I want to go back now, tomorrow, later today, maybe Saturday or Sunday when I'm the only one up in the house. Got the DVR with that game against the Bengals recorded. I want to go back and rewatch those three and outs. We talked about the communication issue with the helmet, but you know, I think what he's saying is that if I'm understanding him right, and there's more to hear, hopefully you're going to stay with us. There's more to hear from Sean King. Is it the 1-2-3 throw? That's what we're not seeing. We're not seeing this is the play that's caught. They're not executing the plays, but his athletic ability is, I don't know what that means.
43 snaps. Is what I'm saying for those on Twitch. I held up 43 fingers.
I thought it was like the four horsemen.
Four and a three. 43 snaps. You can't do everything in preseason.
Well, right. No, I agree with it. All what you're going to hear more from, it's just he's not anti him. He's a fan of Caleb Williams. Well, there's more to hear. David's, Dan Bernstein, I'm a pretty good eye roller. Dan Bernstein had an epic eye roll yesterday. I was watching the afternoon show, the midday show out at Circa. And when Sean gave his first answer, I mean, Dan almost fell off his chair. It was hilarious. There's more to hear. It's just because there's only been 43 snaps. And David, yesterday, I fell for it. He's the best quarterback in the NFC over the next 3 years. And he hasn't taken a snap in the NFL. He's only taken 43 snaps in preseason
football. It's a defensible position, too.
I know what he's trying to say, and I think he's overstating it. I think he's being a little bit too dramatic about it. But what he is saying, and he later compares him to Anthony Edwards of the Minnesota Timberwolves. We'll get to that. But he's saying that he's a very talented player, and his biggest strength is throwing on the run and making plays outside the pocket, which is true. And he's saying the biggest part of his game that he needs to work on is 1-2-3 out, like we're talking about. And I put out a question on Twitter that got a lot of traction the other day, and I asked, if Caleb Williams has a career similar to what Russell Wilson has had, will people be disappointed? Because I'm trying to get a gauge on what are the expectations for this kid. And a lot of people said, oh, they'll build a statue if he wins a Super Bowl and makes it to that many Pro Bowls. The other reason I asked about that is because in 2011, Russell's rookie year in Seattle, he threw for 3,100 yards, 25 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions. And you knew at that point that there was something brewing here. But the thing about that year is it was a lot of fourth quarter late comebacks where you saw his offensive coordinator not wanting to put too much on him. Are we going to see some of that at times with Caleb Williams, where the defense is having a good game, being able to run the ball? Can he get the ball out on time to his playmakers? I think he will, but that is the biggest question remaining about him as a rookie.
Those are excellent points, Alex Kuhn. I didn't make the Russell Wilson comp. I'm very curious to see what people might think about that. We will hear more from Sean King. I want to hear a little bit more about what he had to say on the Bernstein and Holmes show. Oh, speaking of them, Bernstein, Holmes, and Rahimi, they will be broadcasting live from Circa Resort and Casino in Vegas coming up at 10 for the ultimate contest weekend ahead for the football season. If you want to experience Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, go to CircaLasVegas.com for more information. Also, they're going to be joined at 12:25 by Matt Eberflus. You don't want to miss that. And you don't want to miss what else Sean King had to say. What do you think, people? 312-644-6767. Is Caleb Williams a guy who has struggled really, really badly at times this preseason? Or is he a guy that's going to be really, really good? It's a Mully and Haw show. Mully off today. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.